Welcome to Frontiers, Defending Our Freedom and Faith, brought to you by the Greater Syracuse Association of Evangelicals. My name is Dr. Bruce Jones, President. Look out, Sharia is coming. If you're at all familiar with the political landscape of our country today, you know that there are movements underway that challenge our democratic way of life. One is the movement to have international law supersede national law, such as the United Nations Charter on Children's Rights, which in essence wants to take away parents' rights. The other is the introduction and intrusion of Sharia law into our court systems, both of which have the purpose of trumping national law. For example, in Australia, an Islamic preacher exemplifies what we saw in our last broadcast when he said, "My attack is on the Prime Minister of Australia." Repeating the Islamic creed that there is no God but Allah and only his laws should be obeyed, he added, "I hate the Parliament. They should immediately step down and let the Muslims take over." Remember last week when we quoted the verses that told us this is the intention of Islam to rule the world and not to be ruled by Muslims? No, not to be ruled by non-Muslims. All you who believe, obey Allah and obey the Messenger Muhammad and those in authority among you. This Muslim leader living in a non-Muslim nation is a self-appointed leader of a group called Sharia for Australia, which is pushing for the introduction of Sharia courts as a first step in achieving Islamic law. He boasts that one day Australia will live under Sharia. It is inevitable. And he says if the Australians do not accept it with a peaceful transition, which he says has never been the case in history, it is still inevitable that one day there will be a struggle for Islam in Australia. In the meantime, he intends to notify elected government officials that they have no authority to rule over him as a Muslim. Another example is what is happening in Great Britain. The Archbishop of Canterbury made quite a stir a few years ago when he gave a lecture in which, although he said that the law of the Church of England is the law of the land, nevertheless added it might be a good idea to consider allowing Islamic courts to handle domestic matters like marriage and divorce. According to the New York Times, and I quote, all hell broke loose, and calls for a retraction or resignation were heard all across England. In due time, we shall examine how Sharia courts handle domestic issues, but today, despite the protest, we see that Sharia courts have now been established in England. In fact, by June 2009, there were at least 85 Islamic Sharia courts operating in Britain. Now, we need to understand that Great Britain is facing an increasing pressure from their 2 million Muslims that have now migrated to make it a Muslim state. The poll shows that 1 in 3 of Muslim students are in favor of jihad and killing for Islam, and 40% of them want Sharia law in Great Britain. Some continue to protest this creeping Sharia and the dangers of letting Islamic law govern with a distinctively diverse view of human rights. Nevertheless, and notwithstanding, these potential parallel courts have been quietly sanctioned by the government, and their rulings are now enforceable with the full power of the judicial system. But let me make this point. When they operate, there is no outside monitoring, no guaranteed protection for women, no records are kept for accountability, and such there is no guarantee that justice will prevail. Here's one example of what can happen in a Sharia court. When a Muslim woman brings to a Sharia court a case of domestic violence, a judge can do several things. One, he can enforce the teaching of the Quran that if a man fears disobedience in his wife as a last resort, he can in fact beat her. And the word is very clear in the Quran that it means to scourge or beat like the beating of an egg or of a rug. In the Quran, Muhammad said that men will not be brought to account by Allah on the last day for beating their wives, so this gives them a free pass. In addition, the text says if they fear disobedience, that gives carte blanche to a man to act on suspicion whether he has any facts to back him up or not. As we shall see in Islam, it's a religion of what's called misogyny, which means the hatred, dislike, or mistrust of women. A second approach that's sometimes taken in British courts is that the judges order the husbands to take classes in anger management, which then leaves the wives vulnerable so that they get intimidated and withdraw their complaints. Now, should we not assume from these stories that Muslims would also want to bring Sharia law to the United States? They've tried in Canada, but without success, and they're trying here in America. And as we shall see next week, they also have our country in their sights to fulfill their Great Commission as I've described it. So look out, Sharia is coming. Join us next week at the frontier where our freedoms and faith are being attacked.
Thank you for listening. The views expressed on this program are not necessarily those of GSAE or the Mars Hill Network.
Mars Hill Energy Productions.